We're coming up on 100 days since Donald Trump officially became president of the United States. And as we approach that milestone, we're getting perspectives and perceptions this week from Vermonters and Vermont's political leaders. And today we're speaking with David Sunderland, chairman of Vermont's Republican Party. And David, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'd like to start with a sense of your own personal feelings about the Donald Trump presidency so far. That's before getting into more specifics. What do you like or not like so much in these first 100 days?
I think what he's done in his first 100 days is what he campaigned on doing. You know, he was elected certainly in a surprise election in a national referendum, which is our election. His agenda was supported by a majority of Americans, and he's executing that to the best of his ability.
Let's take a look at the proposed federal budget. And we know that presidents always put forth a budget that's kind of a wish list. And, you know, it'll change once it gets before Congress, which actually writes the budget. But when you look at what Trump is proposing, things like cuts to the EPA, cuts to arts funding, to foreign aid, but big increases for the military, for veterans care, how do you think that budget would affect Vermont if it passed as Trump would like it to?
Well, I think the budgets, any kind of budget, is always a listing of priorities. The budget that President Trump has proposed is very much what he campaigned on. You know, I think Vermonters will be much more impacted by what's happening here in Vermont. And I'm very pleased to see that Governor Scott has held the line and has played it tough with the Democrats in the legislature to say that he will not support any new taxes or fees. And I think that's a very positive step for Vermonters.
What about things, though, that could affect Vermont coming out of Washington? And I'm thinking about things like money that could potentially come to Vermont or not come to Vermont for things like lake cleanup. You know, wouldn't that have an effect here in the Green Mountain State?
I think it could. And I think as our governor and our legislature prioritize things in the state budget and transmit that message to Washington, there will be some back and forth on that. But again, you know, I think Americans in general said, hey, we are spending too much money. We're taxed too much, and we've gone beyond what is acceptable and voted for a different direction. And definitely there'll be tough choices to make, as there isn't any budget process.
You mentioned that you're pleased so far with the hardline stance that Governor Phil Scott has taken on no new taxes, no new fees for Vermonters. I want to ask about his stance on immigration. We know that Governor Scott, a Republican himself, has gone against the grain by resisting active cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE officials when it comes to informing them of people who may be here illegally. And, you know, there are a lot of undocumented immigrants working on Vermont's dairy farms. How does the Vermont GOP's membership feel about the position that Governor Scott has taken on Trump's immigration policy?
Well, listen, I think there's people within our party who are significantly concerned with the safety aspect of our current immigration policy. I think it's common knowledge that there are people in the world who would like to come to our country and do harm. It's not everyone. But there certainly is a segment of a population that would like to do that. So we have to weigh the benefits of a common sense immigration policy with the safety of Americans here at home.
I'm thinking more about those, you know, folks who are already here working on Vermont's dairy farms. A lot of those farmers say they really need those workers, that their farms may even go under without them. You know, given that, do you think that Governor Scott is doing the right thing in saying that local law enforcement shouldn't be going out of their way, certainly, to inform ICE agents about people that may be there without the right documents?
Well, I believe that Governor Scott is raising the constitutional question about whether state law enforcement officials can be used by federal authorities to impose federal policy. I think that's the question that's being raised, and I think that's the conversation in that context that needs to happen. Is that constitutional, and can that be done? And I think those answers are forthcoming.
Do you think that President Trump in the first 100 days has done enough to try and bring people together? You do know, as you said before, that he did win a majority of the votes, but he didn't win a majority of the popular votes. Certainly Hillary Clinton did that. He won the Electoral College. Is there an effort, do you see, by this president to heal people, bring them together, get them talking with each other instead of at each other?
I certainly hope so. And I think, you know, his presidency is still young, and I look forward to what may be coming in the near future. And we'll see how that goes. You know, I think there is a learning curve with any president in his first few months in office. But, you know, I think even closer to Vermont, you know, we have huge issues that we're dealing with here with as well. And as much as it depends on the federal government, I look forward to their assistance. But I think on a statewide level, you know, we're dealing with six fewer Vermonters in the workforce every single day. We're dealing with three fewer kids in our educational system every single day. And every day in Vermont, there's one baby born addicted to drugs. Those are just things that we have got to change. And I'm disappointed in our legislature. I'm disappointed in the priorities that the Vermont Democrats have put forward in the legislature. The bills that they're passing, none of them address these very foundational, significant issues.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the worker issue, just because I thought that Vermont just came out with figures that showed, you know, we still have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, and certainly in the New England states.
And so we need to be careful with the data that we that we're getting and the conclusions that we draw from it. Our percent unemployment is certainly comparatively low, let's say. However, the size of our overall workforce has been declining shockingly over the last 6 years.
As our population has, too.
As our population has, but disproportionately our workforce has. And that is primarily due to three reasons. People who are retiring, and those jobs aren't being filled by up-and-coming younger workers, by people who have moved out of state to find a job and therefore have dropped off of the labor market roles, or people who have given up and aren't looking for work anymore, and so they are not available. They're not counted as part of the workforce. So those are huge issues that that we need to address. I think our employers in Vermont, to the person, would probably say their number one concern is workforce. We're not going to grow our economy. We're not going to grow our manufacturing base and our employment base without those workers.
Do you think that Donald Trump, on a federal level, to the extent that it can affect these things you're talking about right here in Vermont, do you think he's the right president to help Vermont and turn this around?
I think his focus on the economy, his focus on job creation, his focus on reducing regulation and red tape in Washington, D.C. are all steps in the right direction.
David Sunderland is the chairman of Vermont's Republican Party. Thank you so much for taking the time.
A pleasure. Thank you.